Hi, so while we are figuring out how to fix the image, we will start with a lecture, One Way Forward, Finding a Path to What Comes After Unix by Liam Proven. So...
Hi, thank you. So, this is my fourth FOSDEM talk, remarkably enough. Thank you for coming back to listen to me again. I have presented three previous talks, which were all on the theme of the progression of the software industry and some misunderstandings. The first one was called The Circuit Less Traveled, and I talked a bit about alternate operating systems people had probably never heard of or met. Then in 2020, I did one called Generation Gaps, which talked about how the perceived threat of switching generations of tech and losing backwards compatibility is a boon, not a cost. And then the last one I did in 2021 was called Starting Over, and I talked about a proposal for a next generation of operating system discarding 50 years of legacy baggage using a memory technology called Optane from Intel, which has since been cancelled, so it shows my unerring finger on the pulse. Now, I kind of want to go in a slightly different direction with this one. So, since this, since I proposed this talk, something very sad happened, something inevitable but nonetheless regrettable. A giant of 20th century software design, Niklaus Wirth, died. So, because of that, and in a small tribute, I tried to slightly rework the introduction of the talk. Now, Wirth was famous, probably for what I feel was kind of only a relatively minor aspect of his career. For example, Wirth studied and later taught in California for quite a while as a young man, where he had a nickname of Bucky. And I rather like the idea of this dignified Swiss computer scientist was Bucky Wirth. In the days when he was teaching and studying, the Unix system was being developed, and people used teletypes. And teletypes are very roughly a printer with a typewriter plugged in, and typewriters don't have things like control and alt and shift and so on. And Wirth proposed a mechanism for how controller keys would work, modifier keys would work, and the mechanism is still used. It's called Bucky Bits in his honor. He is, of course, famous for Pascal, but one thing that I found is not fully understood sometimes is how and why Pascal came about. Wirth and the British computer scientist Tony Hoare were working with the Algol Programming Language Committee to design the next version of Algol. And Wirth proposed a relatively simple change to the language. The Algol committee rejected it and went with a counter-proposal which was rather more complicated. And that became Algol 68 and killed the language forever. As a result, lots of other programming languages got their chance to grow in the sunshine when this giant fell. And one of those was BCPL. BCPL gave rise to B. B gave rise to C. And Unix grew in part because Bucky Wirth pulled out of the Algol committee. A lot of what we work in and use today came from this. He didn't just do Pascal, but Pascal had ramifications people might not know today. The original operating system for the Apple Lisa was largely implemented in Pascal. A version of Pascal, or a derivative of Pascal, called Concurrent Euclid, was used to build an operating system called Tunis, which was a Unix. There was a Unix built in Pascal. So now, with lots of people getting interested in more type-safe languages to descend from C, like Rust and Go and D and whatnot, people were building Unix-compatible operating systems in a Pascal derivative in the 70s. Pascal, of course, became a huge hit, part partly due to Borland's Turbo Pascal, and that gave rise to Borland Delphi and set much of the course of Microsoft Windows 3. Viet ignored all that. He didn't care. And Viet instead went on and wrote a successor language with more and better modularity called Modular. But he immediately discarded that, and he moved on to a modular version of Pascal with more concurrency called Modular 2. That, for a while, was the fastest compiler on the PC platform and was briefly very successful. He ignored that as well. Late in Viet's career, only a few years before he retired, he wrote a wonderful short article called A Plea for Lean Software. I have a screen grab of it, which you can't see, which is a slightly skew-if PDF from Viet's own homepage. It's only a few pages long. It's very readable. I really recommend, if you haven't seen it, Google it. But as a proof of the validity of the concept of extremely lean